How would you like to feel just a little bit better? I'm Miranda Anderson, a positive psychology practitioner and host of the show Practically Happy. Each week, I dive into the science of well-being and discuss practical tips for feeling better in your everyday life. Tune in for the latest research, insights, and a happier you. Listen to Practically Happy wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the Codependent Podcast. Welcome back to another week of your favorite podcast on the internet.
Hello, girlies.
Why does it feel like we haven't podcasted in a hot minuto?
I know. It's only been a week, but...
Has it really only been a
week? The week goes by.
The week has flown.
It really has.
I don't even know what day it is.
Me neither.
Is it Friday? We never work on Fridays. No, I was gone, and so I keep thinking that, like, I thought yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah, because like, he kept saying, like, oh, your birthday's, like, in a week. I'm like, no, my birthday's in, like, 4 days.
I just thought like your birthday was, like, a week from, like, today, because I thought today was Monday.
Yes.
So it was no offense to you. It was just...
She forgot my birthday. It's fine.
I wish. No, you can't forget Jamie's birthday.
Can't forget my birthday. It's Gemini season, bitches.
No, literally. Honestly, do you feel like you're a Gemini?
Some parts of me do, some parts of me don't. Okay. I actually feel like I'm a Virgo. Is that what you are?
I'm a Virgo.
I feel like I'm more, like, textbook a Virgo, but... I can see parts of me that are Gemini.
So it's funny because when I read the definition of Virgo with like other people, they say it matches me perfect. But when I read it with you, you think it doesn't match me at all.
That's funny.
Because I think, because it's a perfectionist, detail oriented. And
I mean, that's like the best thing that people that don't know you as well see that in you. That's actually like the best compliment ever.
Well, it's actually people that know me really well.
Oh.
Like DJ thinks it fits me identically because he's
that
like,
is so funny.
He's like, it doesn't, because I think when I think of like detail oriented and like perfectionist, I think of you because I think of like being like super clean, having everything organized.
Yes.
But DJ just thinks of it as like, I like things to be perfect, which I feel like is very true. Maybe not always.
I would say, yeah.
Like my life in general,
yes.
I like it to be perfect. I like things to go perfect. I want, like, I have a very optimistic,
yes.
Where I am a perfectionist about my life.
Yes.
I'm not as much of a perfectionist when it comes to like organization or cleaning or like that type of thing.
Yes.
But like on the other side of that, like he considers me very type A.
That's funny.
Which you would consider me type B.
Yeah, I would.
But everybody else would consider me type A.
That is very funny.
Because compared to you,
yes,
I am a type B.
Yeah.
But compared to like DJ, I'm a type A.
Okay.
Even Kendall was like, Virgo fits you perfect and you're a type A.
You're like, what?
But
compared to Kendall, it does. Like you compared to Kendall,
definitely.
100%.
Definitely.
But
so it's weird because it's like, it's very like subjective on who you're talking to and how well they know you.
In comparison to them.
Yes.
Which totally makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see parts of you like in a Virgo. 100%. I can see it. That's funny though, but I don't know.
Wait, read Virgo.
Some of the descriptions are perfectionist, intelligent, analytical, hardworking, patient, stubborn, independent, kind, reliable, critical, observant, practical.
I feel like I'm half of those.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is one of the first lines it says they're frequently kind, natural, and sympathetic.
See,
you're not like that.
No, I'm kind.
I mean, you're kind.
I'm kind.
But you're not as like, I feel like it's more like emotional. Like it's deeper.
Yes, exactly.
What's Gemini? Aren't Geminis like supposed to be like B words?
They're just like, kind of like don't take crap, which that kind of is like this, playful and intellectually curious. Gemini is constantly juggling a variety of passions, hobbies, careers, friend groups. They are social butterflies of the zodiac. So like...
They're quick-witted. I think you're quick-witted.
Yeah. That's why like I'm like, I can see like good, like communicative, witty, curious, funny, outgoing, inquisitive, and occasionally nosy. That's definitely me. Impulsive. I'm definitely not impulsive.
Yeah, but listen to this. It says they're often falsely misrepresented as two-faced. Like, I wouldn't say that about... I would actually say the opposite about that because, like, you don't like being fake.
Yes.
You know, like, I would almost consider myself more two-faced because I will just be nice to everyone no matter what, even if they wronged me.
Yes,
you completely. Will just be like, no, I hate your guts.
I hate your guts forever.
So maybe I'm more of a Gemini.
No, see, that's why I'm
And it's like I juggle passions, hobbies, and careers and friend groups. Like, I feel like I definitely do that.
Yep.
Interesting. I thought Geminis were... Wait, who's the Zodiac? Scorpio. Aren't those like be where...
Well, Geminis are kind of known because of like the two-faced thing. They have like two personalities.
Okay.
Like, what? Which part of me, I'm like, I can see like parts of me that feel that where I'm like, I can like switch it on or off or like change depending on the person. Like I could be like talking to somebody and be like so nice and then not like two-faced, but then like talk to the next person and like hate their guts and my mood can switch within like 2 seconds.
But I could see that.
I don't know. It's like...
Jamie.
What?
Virgo and Gemini are governed by Mercury, the planet of communication. So
look at us.
Look at us.
High five.
Look at us.
Wait, that's actually really cool.
That is actually really cool.
Catch me being
It
a
says,
total...
despite sharing a planetary ruler, however, these two signs are opposite in their approaches. Gemini expresses emotions externally, whereas Virgo processes internally. Gemini is all about output. So these twins love to chat, often speak with their hands, which happens to be the body part associated with Gemini. Communication is paramount for them. They are require fluent streams of transmission. They love texting and tweeting almost as much as they love talking in real life.
That is funny. The emotional thing, not it.
We're no, you're more internal, I'm more external.
Exactly. That is so funny.
That actually is really funny that they brought up Virgo and Gemini. That they're like twins. They're
codependent twins.
Wow.
We should change,
our podcast to Gemini Virgos.
Gemini Virgos. The Virgo Geminis.
Wow, that... topic was out of nowhere, but it kind of is a good segue into our, we are in Gemini season.
We are. We're in Gemini season.
Because it's Jamie's birthday.
We're about to be in Gemini season, guys. Wait, my birthday is Gemini season.
No way.
The day of.
No. Yes. So you could actually be.
I could teeter.
You could
teeter totter. I could go back and forth.
So what's before you? Is that Taurus?
Great question. I think it's Taurus.
No, I think it's Aries because it's Aries. Pierce is an Aries, yes. And Payson's a Taurus.
Yes, it's Aries.
And Payson's right before Pierce.
Yes.
So you could be an Aries. I don't think you're an Aries.
What's an Aries?
An Aries is like typical Pierce.
Like chill.
Yeah.
Relax.
Like very low key, bro. Actually, I don't know if that's true. And everyone who is actually into horoscopes might hate me for saying that.
Oh my gosh.
I remember I looked it up when he was born because I was curious because I thought he was going to be a Gemini.
Yes.
Because his due date was supposed to be the 27th.
Yes.
And so I always looked up Gemini, but then he was born early and I was like, well, now
I need to know. He's an Aries.
It's funny because I'm not really like into this stuff.
I'm not either. But like when I look into it, I'm like, okay, I'm buying crystals. Okay.
I buy crystals.
Why do I associate that with that? Like I associate people that love like horoscopes and what are these signs called? I don't know. What are they called? I don't even know.
Zodiacs.
You're like zodiacs and astrology. Like, don't you picture people with like crystals?
Okay. This is kind of you.
Okay.
No, Aries is Payson. That's March 21st to April 19th.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's
no.
Taurus.
So Taurus. Okay.
Payson's is funny. It says Aries love to be number one, which
yes,
I kind of agree with that. Taurus? How do you say it?
I think it's Taurus.
Hard-headed, down-to-earth, reliable, loyable, and sensual.
I could see that.
I could actually see that for you.
That's pretty. The negative traits, lazy, bro.
But bro, you know what's funny? It says Scorpio. Oh, sorry. It says Taurus can, they're most compatible with Virgos, which that's me. So either way, we're chilling.
Either way, we're great. No, that was.
Oh my gosh. You want to know what Taurus' weakness is?
What?
Stubborn.
No comment.
No.
That's me.
Despite being at fault, they may not accept their mistakes and will avoid confrontation rather than communicating. That is you.
That is me. Good. I'm on the teeter then. I can take what
you
I like
teeter
from
totter. I can take what I like from each and whatever is the cons of both I put away.
I'm not any of that.
I know. I don't really look at, you know what I do trust is what? The Myers-Briggs.
Oh, the personality test.
Yes. I trust Myers-Briggs more than I trust my horoscope.
Really?
Yeah, because
but
you're-
my thing is like, the way that you perceive yourself versus the way others perceive, not like you personally, I'm saying like in general, people, like you perceive yourself different than everybody else does. And so you can answer the questions what you want to be.
That's actually
so true.
So
there's so much bias
in personality
tests. No, there's
a big, you're right.
Like, you're like, well, I'm like really hardworking. Like I work like so hard. Like here you go. Which I'm not saying you.
I get what you're saying.
People are like, oh, I'm like the most giving person ever. They've literally never donated a dollar to anybody. Like
that is...
Like, that you know is, what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, I'm so giving.
Okay, so I want, like, the three people closest to me to take that test.
For you.
And then see how everyone answers
that
play
would be
out.
Cool.
Okay.
That would take out like some bias. You do like somebody that that knows you like super well, like me.
And then like someone that doesn't know you like your husband.
And then someone that literally doesn't know you at all. No, and then somebody that like you're friends with, but you're not like besties with. So it's like, I don't know, it, you know, you get like a little bit of variation. Or somebody you're close with, like a childhood, like Lexi, like someone you're like a childhood friend with.
Okay.
Who has like seen you like progress over the years.
Dude, I'm going to do it.
And then somebody that you're like newly friends with.
Wait, we should take it for each other and do a podcast about it.
We should. That
would
be so fun.
Because I'm actually really interested.
And then we should have like some of our friends take it for us.
I think that'd be great.
See what we get.
I think it's a good idea.
We've done a personality like episode, but it was really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. That feels like it was like 8 years ago.
It does. We've been podcasting for about 8 years now.
We're big podcast queens. Okay, close friends, Jamie.
Close friends. Okay. What was I going to say? Okay. First of all, Rossi has like a really, really weird new thing that's like been happening in our life. And I was thinking about it on the drive over here because she was freaking out because she was eating a blackberry and like one of the little tiny like parts of the blackberry was on her and she was freaking out that it was a bug. She has a fear.
She's like really scared of bugs.
Of bugs all of a sudden. Like there was an ant and she was like backing up, screaming, freaking out. I'm like, dude.
Your kids have like weird things they're scared of.
Like terrified.
Like things that they probably shouldn't be scared of.
And like, I don't even, like, I'm not, I don't like bugs, but like, I'm,
you don't,
not
you don't like, see an ant and run away.
It's not like I portray, like make them feel like this. It's like so random out of nowhere the whole time over here. She's like, there's a bug biting me. There's a bug biting me. I'm like, Rossi, it's not a bug.
You know what's funny is she always was really concerned with bug bites, even when she was little.
Yes. And I think it's because she got one and we talked about it and now she has like a fixation with bug bites. And like bugs. And I'm like, Rossi, it's okay. There's no bugs. Like, I promise you there's no bugs. A bug biting me. A bug biting me.
She's hallucinating.
I'm like, I am going insane. I kept having to tell her, Rossi, no bugs are biting you. There's no bugs on you. No bugs on me. No bugs on me.
She's like talking herself off ledge. Dude, she needs baby therapy.
She
dude.
Does. I'm like, why do you have trauma of bugs? Like, I'm going to start showing her bug videos because I need
like
her to
exposure
like
therapy.
Calm down a
Wait,
little bit.
Wait, do you want to hear something funny that happened the other night? So Payson woke up at like, I don't know, dude. She's waking up in the middle of the night like she's a newborn again.
She's a newborn. It's fine.
She woke up at like 4 a.m. or something and I put her back in. She was like terrified.
Like scared.
Scared.
Yes.
And I was like, it's okay. Like go back to bed. So I put her back in bed. It's like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And then the next morning I was like, did you have a bad dream? She's like, yeah. There were spiders everywhere. And I was like, there were spiders everywhere? Like why? What? And she's like, I don't know. There just was, it was so scary. And then Deej goes, yeah, I was showing her spider videos when she was laying in bed last night.
Oh.
He was watching Spider videos.
What?
When she was getting ready for bed.
Who wants to watch that? Like watch puppies, bunnies,
like
kitty cats.
You're watching, like, and then she has nightmares.
Like, why are you watching spiders?
Deej was like dying laughing. He's like,
that was so
he's
funny.
He's like, it's hilarious that she had a nightmare about it. He's like, I won't show her anymore, but.
No, but come on.
Also, she did say on Mother's Day, her favorite thing to do with me, Jamie, is to lay in bed and watch videos on TikTok.
Hey, that's pretty cute.
No, I'm like, we go do so many fun things. That makes me feel like such a bad mom.
No, your close friends need to be what you asked her for that TikTok trend.
Yeah, I did.
That
okay.
You never posted.
I asked.
This is like a good codependent. Like,
I asked her, I said, Pacey, what's one thing mommy always says? Thinking like she's going to be like, I love you. Or
I'm beautiful.
You're my angel
smart.
Baby.
Yes.
Muffin head. And she goes, she goes, what did she?
She said, go away.
No, that was her second one.
Oh, yeah.
First, she said, freaking shit.
Oh, freaking shit. That was it.
I said, what's something mommy always says? Freaking shit. And I was like, Payson, I don't ever say freaking shit, ever. Like, I don't know where she got. It's because now she thinks it's funny.
Well, you do say freaking and you do say shit.
Yeah.
But she put them together.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, like, every other word, but, like, I wouldn't say you never say that.
Yeah.
Like, but I definitely have never heard you say that phrase.
No, I never do.
Like,
no,
shit.
I never say freaking
now
shit.
I'm gonna start saying
so then
it.
I said, Pacey, no. What's something mommy always tells you? Thinking yes. Like, okay, no. She needs a little more guidance.
She needs a little more. She doesn't understand the question.
Yeah, she's going to say, oh, I love you.
I love
you. No, she goes, get out.
Get out.
And I was like, okay, I'm the world's worst mom ever.
And you're like, no, Pacey, I tell you I love you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stupid kid. I literally was like, cool. Like, she's going to know me for telling her to, like, go away.
No, she's literally going to, like, go to school and be like, they're going to be like, for Mother's Day, like, What's something your mom always tells you? Go away.
They're going to be like, CPS, like, please.
I'm so sorry, Faison. Your mom hates you.
You know, okay, I actually have beef with this.
Okay.
Me and my friend, that the little girl is in Payson's class, oh, yeah, yeah, and yes, they dance together. Yes. We were talking about this at dance the other day. Payson's school did nothing for me. Jamie, nothing. Like, no muffins with mom, no artwork for Mother's Day, no, like, literally fill in nothing. The blank. Like, my mommy loves me because.
Are you serious? Jamie,
nothing. Literally nothing. And I was like, you know what? I don't really care that much. Like, I personally, when I picked her up from school on Friday, I didn't even think about it. Yes. Like, whatever. But then.
Oh, I was checking every day.
But then I was talking to my friend and she's like, yeah, my 5-year-old in kindergarten brought me home like 5 artworks and like fill in the blanks of like things that she like, loved about me. Like, I don't know. If you're in preschool, like, I get it. Teachers have so much on their plate.
Oh, totally.
Like, they have a curriculum it. They have to follow. If there's not enough time to squeeze in an arts and crafts, like, I get it. But like, she's in preschool. Like you should take every holiday, like take St. Patrick's Day and like do
bring
some,
it into your yeah, lessons.
You know what I mean?
Just like, make it different and fun make it for fun you too.
Because it's easy stuff to do. Like,
and like the kids get so excited.
I was a little offended.
Like, I, and Navy's teacher like laminated hers.
No, wait.
Which made me happy because then I can like, it won't ever get ruined.
No, Payson did nothing. Literally nothing. And I was like, that's like really weird.
Even when Navy was in like Tuesday, Thursday preschool for 2 hours,
yep.
She did something.
At Little Sunshines last year, Payson did something. I have it still. Like, they framed it.
They literally framed it.
They put it in a frame.
Oh my gosh.
And I still have it. I know, isn't that weird?
That is really weird.
Like, but it's whatever, but it's also like kind of annoying.
I know. My only thought is, I wonder if they did it one of the days that she wasn't there. She hasn't really missed, right?
She hasn't missed much.
In a while.
In a,
oh, then yeah.
Well,
like any of the like.
She did have her ear infection. No, but Charlie didn't do it.
Oh, they're in the same class.
Yeah,
too.
They're in the same class.
Oh, okay. No, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I was like, maybe she missed it.
No, Evie
like,
told me Charlie did nothing.
Okay, yeah, then.
Yeah.
That's right? Really sad.
I know.
Like, I mean, luckily, like, hopefully she'll do something next year, but like,
yeah, but on. Like, I want my,
no, and it's fun to see like them grow, like the progression of what exactly. They think of you.
Exactly.
Is, like, so
I feel like it's
cute.
So easy to do.
At least DJ did the little like question.
He did. And that was so cute.
Which that is so cute.
Yeah. That was like my favorite thing.
Oh,
ever.
I was crying so much on Mother's Day.
Why? Why
I
did
was
I
just, like, I'm so emotional. I love literally my kids so much.
I literally cried the entire day. I woke up crying
cried the entire day.
I don't know. Like, happy cry.
Yeah. Happy cry. Like, I'm so
no,
grateful.
No, Payson asked me, like, why are you crying? I'm like, it's happy cry. She goes, we happy cry? It's like, we can happy
we
cry.
Can happy cry.
She's like, I'll happy cry. I'm like, well, okay.
I'm dead, honestly. It was a good Mother's Day.
It was a great Mother's Day.
It was. May's a good month.
May is busy for you because it is Jamie's birthday. Today, it's going to be your birthday when this episode comes out.
It's going to be my birthday when this comes out. If every single one of you that listen doesn't tell me happy birthday,
we're stopping the podcast.
We're done. Honestly, I'm going to count. I'm going to be counting.
She's going to go look at like our analytics.
If all of the reviews aren't happy birthday, Jamie, you're done.
Yeah. We haven't done like a review thing in a while.
We haven't.
Everyone go leave us a review.
Go leave us a review. Please. And mention happy B-day or happy birthday. Or
happy birthday,
I love
Jamie.
You, Jamie. Jamie's rock.
Jamie's the reason this podcast is what it is.
Geminis are better than Virgo.
We thought we'd do something similar to like we did for my birthday.
Yes.
My birthday, we did like 27. How old am I?
You're 26.
I'm 26.
We're going to be the same age, idiot face.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. For 3 months.
For 3 months. Wait, really? No, 9 months.
It's not 9 months.
4 months. Sorry, 4 months. 4 months.
Because okay. We're 12, 11, 10, 9.
We're
8
9 months apart.
Yes.
9, 10, 11. Oh, yeah. We're like 8 and a half.
We're like 8. Yeah.
You're like at the beginning of September. I'm at the end of May.
Yes.
So we're like 8 and a half months apart.
Yes.
But we've always just said 9 because
it is. Because then it makes people like actually
like,
think
wow,
it could be
your
a possibility.
Mom was a psychopath.
Exactly. So we're going to do, instead of 26 life lessons we've learned, because we already did that.
I already did that.
We're going to do 26
things that make us happy. And we're going to jump in real quick for a quick ad break.
You guys know that I just got my new king bed, which is very, very exciting. And we have been literally obsessed with having a king bed. We went to the cabin this weekend and it was a queen bed that we had to sleep on. And it was so much.
Once you're in a king.
Oh, I can never go back. But you want to know what's even better, Jamie?
What?
Is my Cozy Earth bedding.
Honestly,
it does not compare to anything else.
The Cozy Earth bedding, it's like, first of all, it's like made from like a bamboo. It is the most comfortable bedding absolutely ever. Also, there's a 10-year warranty. Literally 10 years. Are you kidding me? I'm going to get like 12 of them by that point.
No,
but literally. Like the fact that they give you a 10-year warranty shows like.
It's really good quality because anybody quality. That gives you a warranty. I mean, like, let's like Lululemon, for
yes,
instance.
Yes.
They give you a lifetime warranty yep. and you can get as many holes in your Lululemon leggings that you want and it.
And they'll give you
and
new
they'll
ones.
Give you new ones. It's the same thing. They know their quality's high, and so they do it. Cozy Earth also is at temperature regulating, which I definitely noticed because we're in the cabin, like we were sweating during our sleep because it was not cooling.
Yes.
And the ones that we have at home are Cozy Earth are, and it's so amazing.
Honestly, the best thing ever. I've been using Cozy Earth for a little while now, and they also have bath products, which is really cool, and loungewear. So there's more than just like bedding if you're not in the market for bedding.
I got their loungewear when I was postpartum.
You got their loungewear a while ago.
When I was postpartum.
And it was great.
It was amazing.
Like absolutely amazing.
Oh, I literally love it so much.
And they also, their like bath collection, they offer a plush collection and a new waffle collection.
I have their plush collection.
Yeah, which that's so cool because their waffle collection, I actually have a waffle blanket from them and it is so, so nice.
That's weird because I feel like I don't usually like the waffle knit.
I know, I don't either, but like it's a good.
Their stuff is just really good.
No, I love it.
Cozy Earth provide an exclusive offer for our listeners today. It's 35% site-wide when you use the code CODEPENDENT. So CozyEarth.com/CODEPENDENT.
Yes, 35% off is so good. Use our code CODEPENDENT.
All right, Jamie, you want to hear the worst part about having a baby?
What?
Is your hair thinning?
Honestly, it's so true.
Like my hair.
Postpartum hair loss or even like, okay, I will say at least for me, pregnancy, my hair was like booming.
Pregnancy is
great. My hair grew. It's lush. It's getting thicker. It's great.
Yep.
Postpartum happens. Boom. You're done.
But did you know that 1 in 2 women experience hair thinning? Like that is, I mean, that's half.
That's half. That honestly doesn't really surprise me because I know so many people like postpartum that have talked about it. I feel like luckily it is like talked about, which is pretty cool. And we want to talk to you guys about Nutrafol because you guys have probably seen it. Lots of like influencers are posting about it, but I've also seen like people who aren't even influencers talk about it and talk about the amazing results they've seen from it.
Yeah.
And it is so good.
Yeah. Like, you know who uses it? I gave Kendall, our sister.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because her hair was thinning
her
a lot.
Her hair was thinning so
and
much.
And she has been using it. What's really great is it. There's lots of reasons and causes for hair thinning,
yes.
But Nutrafol addresses the key root of your problem and how to address the hair growth and the hair thinning related to your health.
That's so cool. It like, yeah, it targets like what you're missing.
Exactly.
And then that's really cool. Yeah. I saw that they also have Nutrafol Men. And so I just got Nutrafol Men too, because I feel like obviously postpartum, like women is very important.
Yeah, but
men too, like
definitely.
There's like not a lot out there for men.
And no, I love that.
I got Justin some and he's actually been taking them. He like just started taking them. So I haven't seen like results immediately yet, but I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Because Justin like isn't losing hair, but I feel like if you get ahead of it.
100%.
It's even better.
I completely agree with you.
So I'm like really excited. I love that they have women's and men's.
No, I love
that.
I
think that's so cool.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, and it is clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength.
And no matter what stage of life you're in, postpartum, menopause, man, woman, each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results.
Like I said, they really base what you're taking off of your hair. And so you go to Nutrafol.com and you take their hair health quiz, which helps identify why your hair is thinning, and it'll give you a personalized plan and help you get your hair back.
You guys can take the first step to get visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code CODEPENDENT.
Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CODEPENDENT.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CODEPENDENT.
Jumping right back into it with our 26 things that make us freaking happy.
That make us freaking happy, not just happy.
Okay, birthday girl, you want to start?
Ooh, okay. I'm not going to like put these in an order because
I agree. Mine are sporadic.
They're just going to be random. They're going to be like things. Just because we were talking about like type A and like cleanliness and all of that. One of my like very top things that makes me happy is like a clean house and all the laundry done. I had to add that in because it's not just like a clean house. It's like my laundry's done and put away.
Well, I feel like when I think of like a clean house, like I think of it being completely done, spotless. Like,
yes.
Like, because I can have my house clean. Like, yes. It can be clean. Yes. Like, things are picked up. It's yes. wiped down. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, I know we have 12 loads of laundry.
Exactly.
So yes. that never happens. Like, it never happens where laundry's done and the house is clean.
It's really hard to get the both of them.
It's very rare. It's pretty much impossible. So that's a good feeling.
So that is like, that makes me so happy. Nothing makes me happier.
Okay. Here's my first one.
Okay.
Dutch Bros. But let me clarify. Okay. The perfect Dutch Bros. The colors have to be perfect because there is just nothing better than when your colors blend together perfectly. You can tell. You can tell by the color if it's going to be good Dutch Bros or not.
But you get other it enough, people you can. Know. Okay, I trust you.
It is, it's really good.
I love
do
that.
Do you feel that with like a chai?
I would say where I get my chai, I could tell that. Because like some people have a pre-mixed chai. Barf. Okay. Literally disgusting.
Okay.
But other people like they home make like a chai and it's way better. So like I wouldn't say like the combination, but I would say like where you get it and the taste can differ like hugely.
Okay.
So I totally
get. But can you tell from the color of it?
No.
Okay.
Because it's like you can get like cold foam on top. If it's hot, there's like foam on top. So you can't really tell with the color.
You could tell with my Rebels.
Yes.
And there's just no better feeling than the perfect amount of ice to yes. Rebel ratio.
How often does that happen?
Probably like once, maybe twice a week. Well, it depends how often I'm drinking it.
Yes.
Like right now I'm not drinking Rebels as much as I used to. Yes. And so I'd say maybe once a week, maybe. When I was drinking Rebels more frequently, here's the other thing. It can't be a large. Your large is never going to be made perfectly. No, I don't know why. The ice to ratio of Rebel, it's never good enough.
Yeah. And that's like hard to, unless you're like tasting it and adding as you're tasting, like that's a huge drink to put like 5 pumps of this, and 3 pumps of this. It's like
my mediums normally come out pretty good.
Okay.
I would say the coloring and the ice ratio, because the coloring can be right, but it could not have enough ice. I'm an ice girly, yes. So I like my stuff like ice extra cold. Ice.
Yes.
And so if it has the mix of everything, I'd say maybe once a week.
Okay. Okay.
That's like being generous too. Okay. Maybe like,
well, that's good. And if it happens a decent amount.
If it's not once a week, it's like once every like 9 days.
Okay.
So like pretty much a week.
Pretty much a week.
Yes. But yeah. it just makes my day. It just makes me happier.
That's there's good.
Because here's the thing. When I'm thinking about the things that make me happy, I'm thinking about the things that piss me off. And the opposite of that would be my Rebel not tasting the way that I want it to taste. Too much peach. If there's too much peach, I'm not going to like it. I want strong strawberry, strong pomegranate, less peach.
Yes.
So anyways, that's what pisses me off when it's made bad, but what makes me happy is when it's made good.
When it's made good.
Sorry. And
your day is good.
That was a long rant, but that's it.
No, I love that. Okay, speaking of food, because why not?
Here we go.
I am like dying waiting for True Bowl to open in Gilbert. Like a perfect acai bowl, nothing compares. Actually, nothing.
I disagree.
I think you need to try an acai bowl.
No. I like them. I like
Have
them.
You ever tried one?
Yes. I like acai bowls. I've gone to Bonsai Bowls a million times. I like them.
Okay.
I don't think they are worth $20.
They're not $20.
The ones
they're $7.
There's been some that I bought that are so expensive.
Okay.
And maybe it's just I need this new True Bowls to open so it's reasonably priced.
Yes.
Because I feel like every time I eat an acai bowl, I'm still hungry afterwards. Mm. I don't feel full and I've spent $20 that I could have
I get that.
Bought a breakfast on.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be a breakfast.
I know, but it doesn't fill me up.
Okay. Okay. I get that.
That's my only beef with it.
Yes.
That's my only beef is I feel like they're expensive and they don't fill me up. I like them. I really like them, but I'm not a big smoothie person.
You're not. I don't think I've ever seen you eat an acai bowl.
I have, and I used to make them, but I just feel like they're expensive and I would
rather. They are. They are.
Yeah.
That's acai my only thing. Is expensive. I will say that.
What did I get? I got a smoothie when I was
you
with
got you got a smoothie.
But I was sick. So that was like, I just like wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a great smoothie.
It was actually one of the most disgusting smoothies I've ever eaten.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one.
I wish I would have just gotten an acai bowl, but I was just trying to put something in my stomach.
True Bowl is awesome because you can like customize your own. So you can like get every little thing you want on it. And if you get like more granola or more like of a certain fruit, it'll fill you up more than like just like the acai.
I need to give it another chance. I love the aesthetic of an acai bowl.
Yes, yes.
If that counts for anything, I love the idea of it. I just think maybe I just need to have them more.
No, I mean, I get it. Some people just don't like them. It's okay.
But I support you.
But I love a good acai
bowl. And I am excited for them to come here. Do you know where they're going to be?
Yeah, they're going to be on like by like Gilbert and not Gilbert, Elliot and over by where Navy used to dance.
Oh, Higley.
Higley, yes. Higley.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good, like a perfect spot.
Yep, it is. No, cool. I'm excited.
Okay, well, I'm excited for that. My number two, not in order, but this is my second one. Night swimming in the summer.
Love that one.
That is love that one. Literally, I am looking forward to that so much. Like, there's just something different about swimming at night. I don't know what it is. Like, I love swimming in the day. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But in Arizona, it's so hot during the day. And I feel like it doesn't refresh you. I mean, I'm talking about the end of summer. Yes, right now, it's great. Yes. But at the end of summer, like,
it's like you're, August, you're September. Over the pool. It's too hot.
Yes. But at night, oh, there's nothing better.
No, I love that one.
That one is.
I literally put pool days as one of mine.
Oh, like, well, that's
just like
true.
A summer pool day or like a night swim. That was one of mine I put because I was like, I just love that.
Do you want to hear another one of mine that has to go along with that?
Yes.
Is the shower after you get done with the beach and you get ready after you go to the beach all day, you're tanning, you're hanging out on the beach, you go back, you shower, and then you put fresh makeup on. You look so tan and then you go out to dinner.
I love that. There truly is little things that are better.
Little to none.
Yes.
Like that feeling good. Of just yes. showering after the beach. It's just
and you're
so,
just like, and you're so tan. You're like, whoo.
It is so good.
You are absolute fire.
That was another one of mine.
To go along with that one, we're just bouncing. I said like an everything shower. When you like do a hair mask, you shave your legs, you shave your armpits, you shave all the things.
That's my nightmare.
I love an everything shower. You do a face mask, a hair mask, you do everything.
That's my nightmare.
Why is that your nightmare?
I just.
And you get out of the shower and you put lotion on and you're the most freshest, cleanest version of yourself.
It just takes
ever.
So long.
That's and the best so part.
Tedious.
You get to take your time.
I don't
you're
like
not
taking
rushed.
My time.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
If I'm gonna shave my legs, I'm gonna shave my legs in the bath.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're sitting in hairy water.
I do it at the very end of my bath.
There's no way to avoid it. There's absolutely no way.
Yes, there is.
You shave a leg and then you put one leg out and put half your body out and then shave the other leg?
No. I just shave and then I shave and then I get out.
And then you're in hairy water.
I mean, it's not that disgusting.
That gives me the personal ick.
I just hate shaving in the shower because I don't know where to put my leg.
I just put it like on the wall.
I hate it. I just would way rather shave in the bath.
I'm dead. You need to go watch the TikToks on like an everything shower.
No, I know what an everything shower is. I just don't like taking that much time in the shower. I just don't enjoy sitting in the shower.
Kenzie, you've dissed every single one of my happinesses.
That's
today.
Not
I
true.
Want you to know that.
A pool day, great. You don't
that's
like
it.
I did. What are the other ones?
Acai bowl. You said that's gross.
Okay, I'm just trying to have a little bit of rebuttal.
Thanks.
You don't like Dutch, so you couldn't rebuttal that one.
I didn't. I said, I don't understand, but I love that for you.
I love it for you. I love it, everything shower for you. I need to do it and see if I like it. Let me do it. Actually, I can't do it today. I just washed my hair.
Yeah, you can't do it today. Okay, no.
I you swear.
Do it next time you like, when you don't want to wash your hair in the bath, you need to like.
Okay, I swear it. On my life, my next shower I take okay. will be an everything shower.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you for a checklist.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it and I'm going to see how I feel afterwards.
And it's going to be hopefully good.
And then you can tell me like, to suck it. Does that sound good?
That sounds great. I love that.
Okay. Am I up?
You're up.
Okay. A new set.
Ooh, I love that.
Like in general.
Yes.
I put in here a new workout set to make you want to go to the gym.
I like
but
that,
but I feel
yes.
like that kind of goes along with like, even if I had like a new outfit, like a new oh, outfit.
A complete, your next day is already going to be good if you have something new to put on.
Yeah. Because you know what you're going to wear. You don't have to stress about it. You know it's going to be so cute because you picked it out yesterday.
You picked it out yesterday.
And it's going to like smell good.
You have a brand new outfit for the next day. You don't even have to think about what you're going to wear.
Yeah. There's actually nothing. That might be number one.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's really nothing better.
Thank you, Jamie.
Love
Kay.
That one. Okay, my next one. Ooh. Okay. I said this kind of goes along with like what we were talking about, a good hair day.
Oh, like, I'm not going to combat you on that one. There is actually nothing better.
When you just like have a good hair day and you're like, frick. My hair cooperated. It curled perfect. I have no stragglers. It blends. Everything, your volume.
I am... I'm a four when I have a bad hair day.
Oh.
I'm like an 11 when I have a good hair day.
Same.
Like,
same.
I'm a
and my
human.
Attitude is like a negative on a bad hair day. I don't want to see anybody. I hate the way I look. I don't want to look in the mirror.
I hate it. I'm vain. I just feel gross.
I feel gross.
It's not even about your look, but like I touch my hair and I'm like, it's disgusting.
You don't want to touch it because it just feels even worse.
You want to hear something a little bit sad that I wasn't anticipating?
What?
I have to wash my hair more.
With shorter hair? I can see that because you like when you have the longer extensions, you have more hair like that doesn't need to be washed than hair that does need to be washed. Does that make sense?
I could get away with like, as long as my extensions looked good,
yes.
I was fine.
You're like top layer. You could like,
I'm washing my hair like more about often. 2 times a week. The other thing is I want my hair to look good every day. And 100%. Honestly, like it just looks like my short hair looks better on day one. Completely. It just does.
Yep.
And like we did the cabin. I washed my hair on last week. I washed my hair, I think on like Saturday. Because I wanted fresh hair on Sunday. Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So then I went Sunday. Yeah, I washed it Saturday because that was the day. No, Friday. Saturday was the day we went on our date.
Okay.
And I washed it that day, I think.
Yep.
I think that's what I did. So then I went Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I washed it yesterday on Thursday. So that's 5 days, which that's pretty good. But I usually do like a full 7 to 8-ish days. So it was just, it's more often, but it also takes me 4 seconds to blow dry. I was going to say,
it's not as daunting to wash it.
No, it's not.
And so like when I have to wash my hair, it's a kind of a daunt.
I would, if I had to tell you what would be on my I hate list, it'd be washing my extensions and blow drying them.
It's the worst. It takes at least an hour.
I can do mine in like 30. It's great.
Like
I can get my hair blow dried, makeup and hair done in 30 minutes. It's so nice.
Oh, that's the best.
Am I up?
Yes, you're up.
Jamie, you're going to agree with this one.
Okay.
And you're going to wish that you thought about it.
Okay.
Maybe you did. A really good parking spot.
Oh, I wish that I thought of that one.
There's nothing. A really good parking spot when you have both your kids. Name something better.
I can't because honestly, when you are trying to get out both, when I'm going through Target, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to Target. I have both my kids. It's already going to be crap.
It's already
going to
suck.
Then I park 4 miles away. My life sucks even worse. Before I even get in Target, I'm over it.
I'm over it.
Yes. But if I can park, especially if it's a close spot, right next to a cart bin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I will park 2 spots further to be closer to a
100%
cart.
Am with you.
Because as a mom, You're leaving both your kids in the car.
It's stressful.
It's stressful.
Also, like, I can get out, grab a cart, put both my kids in it.
And I haven't even held them.
I haven't even touched them, and they're, like, contained, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good one. That was, like, such, like, a random, but, like,
but
really
like,
good
goody.
One.
Yeah.
Really good one. Okay. I said a solid girls, like, a girls' night or girls' day.
I agree.
I love, like, when
it's
you-
It's rejuvenating.
It's rejuvenating. And when you leave, and you're like, that was just fun. Like- You know, sometimes, I mean, all of us have been there. You leave a girls' night or like a girls' hangout, a girls' lunch, whatever you're doing. And you're like, that was like either not good.
Or I feel bad about myself.
You feel bad about yourself. You just leave like not feeling good. And that sucks.
Yep.
And when you just have like a solid girls' like trip, night, whatever it is, it just is like so good.
It really
you
is.
Just, it like rejuvenates your soul. And you're like, my cup is full. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Like I'm ready to take on
I love
what's
that.
Next.
That's a good one.
I just was like, that's something that makes me happy.
I love that.
I love when that happens.
Surprise flowers is my next one.
Ooh, I like that one.
I just, it makes me happy. I love the smell of fresh flowers in my house. And it makes me feel better when it's a surprise. I will say flowers in general. Good,
yes.
Happy things that make me happy.
No, but yeah.
But like, surprise flowers, there's just something special.
There's something special. It's just like, wow, you were thinking about me.
Yes.
Not on a holiday. Not like, you just like thought about me and you walked past some flowers or you did whatever and it was just like good.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Thank you. That was my next one. So you're up.
Okay, let's see. My next one. Okay, speaking of like men doing stuff for us.
Nice.
When the trash is taken out without me saying anything.
Jamie, I took out 2 trash bags last night.
When I just like get up in the next morning and like Justin has left before me and my like, I have a new trash bag in and.
Well, I was about to say one more up. They take the trash out and they.
And put a trash bag in.
Yep.
That's the combo that has to be.
To make me happy.
To make me happy. If there's no trash bag in, I'm like half a
point.
Then
I'm even like more annoyed.
Half a point.
Yeah.
You barely did anything.
You barely did crap.
Like
I took out the trash last night just because it was bugging me so bad it bugged me. I was mad at him.
Yes.
He has no idea.
He's no idea.
But I'm mad at him.
So he listens to this.
Yeah.
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 That's why I said, I'm like, when it's taken out without me saying anything and
has the liner. In, yep.
Like,
I agree with that.
I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have a fresh start to my day.
Yep.
Like, this is a good thing.
Fresh garbage, fresh mind.
Fresh everything.
Jamie, this one's going to really pertain to you.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it.
When everyone wakes up in a good mood.
Oh, man. I can't count.
Yep.
The last time that's, well, okay, Mother's Day. Mother's Day, my kids were like really good. It was a good day. That was like a good time. But like, that doesn't happen often in my house.
No. Because somebody is going to be pissed that they're awake.
Somebody's going to be pissed. One of my kids is going to be pissed. If one of them is pissed, I'm pissed. So it's bad.
I agree.
Like, I can't wait for summer because I feel like we're going to have more of those mornings when I don't have to wake my kids up.
Because it's less chaotic.
Yes, it's like I can have a slow morning and then my kids are like chill and I have time to make them breakfast and they're not screaming at me and then I'm not flustered and it's just like, all right.
We're not like pushing children into the car.
We're good to go.
Yeah. No. That's just like, yeah, it's just good.
No, I like that.
It's just
that.
A good day.
I love that one.
Thank you.
Okay, one of mine I said is, which you'll get this one too.
Okay.
A good TV series that you just want to go home.
Dude.
And you're so excited to just like turn on the TV.
Yep.
And just like watch your show.
There is
nothing. You're into it. You can turn it on. You just like, you're excited.
Let me spin that the other way.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than when it's over.
There's nothing worse than when it's over. You're like, finding a new show puts me in a depression. Every single time.
Same.
Regardless.
I'm in that right now. I just finished a show and I have nothing to do and it's making me want to die.
Okay, you need to start Never Have I Ever. I just started it. Not with DJ. That's like a you show that you'll watch.
What is it?
It's like a teen kind of like.
Is it scary?
No. It's not scary at all. No. It's like, it's really cute. It's like this like teen girl. She's Indian from India. She like, it's kind of like the, like not ugly, but in her mind, she's like ugly, not popular, weird. She hates like her Indian culture. She like doesn't want to wear like the clothing and like she doesn't want to talk about it. And like she goes to school and she has one friend. She has like kind of like there's three of them and they're weird.
Okay.
They're all weird and they're all trying to like not be weird and be popular. And it's just really cute. Like I feel like you would like it. It's a good show. Like when you're
eating. It's just like a kind of a feel good.
Yeah. When you're eating lunch, you just like want to turn it on. There's like a little drama. There's some like cute like teen romance. It's cute.
I just finished.
It's on Netflix.
You know, I've watched The Good Doctor.
Yes.
Like
yes,
I've watched that for a really long time. Yep. I took like since COVID, I haven't really watched it. So I've taken a couple seasons off.
Yep.
But I just turned on like the last season because I was like, I wonder if like I could get into it. Honestly, this is why I saw it on TikTok. And then I watched every single part on TikTok. You know how they do parts?
Yep.
And then I got really invested. So then I turned on the new season and I just finished it.
And did you feel like you needed to go back and watch?
Now looking back, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I was like, I'm not going to get super into this.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to
waste my time. And then I watched like the recap, you know, the beginning of the episode. Yes. They're like, this happened last time on The Good Doctor.
Yep.
And I watched that and then I was like, okay, that caught me up. There were a lot of new characters and there was a lot of characters that had left. I could go back. I could go back to like season 4.
Yes.
And I could watch those seasons, but I already know what happens in season 6. So like, is that going to ruin season 4 and 5 for me? Maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder.
So
I love a good TV series.
I love a good TV series.
We watched White Lotus. You should watch White Lotus. You should watch that with DJ. It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
We're like trying to get into the second season. The first season was really good. It's, if you watch it, you know, it's like, there's a couple like raunchy scenes.
Yes.
So like, just be warned that there is that. You'll see some stuff. But yeah, that one's a good one. If you're looking for like another show, White Lotus was really good. It's like keeps you on your feet. It's not scary, but it's kind of mysterious.
I'm watching Gossip Girl again.
Oh yes.
Just like
yes.
As like a feel good, like a turn on during lunch.
Like yep.
Just doing like my hair, makeup, throw it on. I don't care. Like when I finish, I don't care that I don't finish a full episode. It's just like,
that's why you should start. Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Like, that's a good one. Like for a lunchtime show. That's a really good one.
Am I up?
You're up.
Okay. Watching your kids learn something new. Oh. Like, after you've been like trying to work on it with them. Like what I wrote down was jumping in the pool because Pierce was really scared of the pool. Like, I don't know if he was scared of it. It was just really cold and he like didn't want to get into the pool.
Yeah.
And so he's like jumping in now. He like jumps fully in and he loves it. And so just watching your kids like
do something like that.
Do something that they like didn't do before. I don't know.
They like almost conquer kind of.
Yeah.
Like just conquering a fear, trying something new. I love that. I love like, especially Navy, because she'll get more scared to try new things. And I feel like when she actually does it and then she has fun with it, I'm like, oh, see?
Like that this was is so good.
Like, yes. That was so good. Like, keep doing that. No, I love that. going along with kids, I said when my kids are playing together and I just like hear them laughing.
Oh, there's nothing better.
And I'm just like, oh, they love each other.
Like, you know what happened in the car yesterday? Payson got into our snack bag and she had the full box of Cheez-Its. And I was like watching in the rearview mirror and I heard Pierce go, Chits, Chits. He calls Cheez-Its Chits.
Chits, that's cute.
And Payson's like, here you go, little buddy. And she handed him the whole box. And then she goes, Pierce, can I have some? And then he handed it back to her. And I was like, I love my kids so much.
There's nothing better when they get along. And there's nothing worse
when they don't get along.
When they don't get along and they're fighting and you're like,
I just want you guys to be best friends.
Like, why are you fighting?
Oh, wait, you have to hear about this meltdown that Payson had, Jamie. Oh my gosh. You are going to die. And I'm actually like really nervous.
Okay.
So the other night I took her potty. She had to go potty at like 10 o'clock. So I took her potty and then we're like going back into her room and she goes, Mom, are we going to have a baby sister? And I was like, Payson, we could have a baby brother. Like I don't, she's just really set on sister.
And you're like,
I'm like, not yet. I was like, but we probably will have another baby. Flowing, Jamie. Her just tears, bawling. I don't want another brother. I just want Pierce to stay here. She thought it meant if we get another brother, Pierce has to go.
Pierce is out, new one's in.
She literally was having like a panic attack. She was hyperventilating. I'm like, Payson, honey, Pierce is gonna stay.
Pierce, no,
we're Pierce gonna is have nowhere. We're gonna have three kids. It'll be you, it'll be Pierce, and it'll be a baby.
Could be a girl and it could be a boy.
And she goes, when will we know? I'm like, well, I don't even have one yet, so I don't know.
You should ask God.
She's like, well, where's the baby now? I said, he's with Jesus. And she's like, oh, well, where's Jesus? I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation with you, but I was like trying so hard to like answer her question.
Yes.
She's like, well, can you have a girl? I want a sister. And I'm like, we'll see. There's honey. Nothing I can do for you, honey.
Sorry.
And then she's brought it up like 10 times since then. Like, Jesus has our baby and it might be a boy like Pierce. Pierce would be really happy if it was a boy. And I was like, okay. I am glad I'm like not even pregnant yet, but like we're prepping her.
Yes.
Because she is.
Because you never know.
She really wants a girl.
A girl.
And I need her to be okay with the fact that it could
be
potentially
a
boy.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
We're working on it, but dude. Tears streaming from her face.
She thought you had to get rid of Pierce.
But we have Pierce and I don't want to get rid of Pierce. I'm like, Payson.
We don't have to.
We're not.
He can stay right here.
We can have two brothers. She's like, I already have a brother. And I'm like, I know, Payson.
She's like, in her head, she's like, okay, well, I already have a brother. Check. Now I need a sister.
Yeah,
like,
but if I have another brother, Pierce is gone, though.
See you, Pierce. Like, I don't want you, Pierce.
Those poor kids.
That is so funny.
Okay. Oh, this is a really pertinent one. Family pictures where everyone is smiling.
Oh my gosh.
Just one, Jamie.
Nothing actually makes me happier, but
it's rare.
It's really rare.
So we did an ad yesterday. We had to go shoot a photo for an ad, and it was a Thanksgiving outfit. So Pierce is in a full sweater vest with a giant turkey on it. Best family photo we've ever taken.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving. You need to post this.
Literally. Like,
who needs Thanksgiving fit?
Genuinely cutest Thanksgiving outfit.
Cutest family I've photos
ever seen. Like, they're really good Thanksgiving outfits.
So cute.
But it's May.
But it's May. Is anybody planning Thanksgiving outfits right now? I need to know. Like, have you thought about it?
If you are, I got an outfit for you. Like, we're all looking at the camera. We are all smiling. Everyone looks so
cute. Why in the damn turkey?
Why
outfit?
In the damn? We took family photos like less than a month ago.
Yeah.
And I don't have one.
Why the turkey outfit?
Why the turkey? Why? The turkey.
The mother freaking turkey.
But, I mean, at least we have a good family picture.
It is what it is, you know?
But there really is no better feeling.
No, there really isn't. Kay. There really isn't. Okay. I love that one. Okay. I said country concerts. Honestly.
I kind of agree with that.
Nothing. Like, if I could pick, like, something to go do that I love to do, it would be going to a country concert.
Honestly, the vibes at a country concert are just, like.
They're unmatched.
They're very different.
They're very different. It is a culture. Like, country concerts, country music, it is a culture.
I agree with you.
It is not like, oh, like, it's random, a concert I kind of like. No, it's a culture.
I agree with you.
And it is a good culture. Like, it is just, oh, you just vibe.
I agree. No, I completely agree.
I'm like, my day's going on a high. I'm leaving on a high. Things are good.
You're wearing a cute outfit.
I'm wearing a cute outfit with boots. Like, oh, I had to throw that one in there because I was like, that makes me so happy. And I'm so excited because I'm going to go to a Grunge concert soon.
So. Soon?
Soon.
Okay. Water from Starbucks. Why?
Oh,
why
is it how so did I good? Not put that one?
Why is it so good?
Triple filtered.
It's so good.
Triple filtered.
Whatever spout Starbucks has, I need to buy for
I
my
need
own
in
house.
My house. I need a triple filter.
I could drink so much more water if it was all Starbucks water.
Oh, same. I literally will go out of my way to get just the Starbucks water. People same. Don't understand. Go there. I promise you. You'll taste that. Taste your home water.
There's you're not going back. Comparison.
There's not. Maybe don't taste your home water. Tastes like McDonald's or something.
Honestly, McDonald's water is like not horrible either.
Oh, I don't like McDonald's water. I don't like their ice. They have stuff in their ice.
Oh, really?
Just wait till their ice melts. There's floaties.
That's kind of disgusting.
Yeah. You can't tell if you get a soda because it's dark, but if you get a water and your ice melts.
I'm going to test it.
It'll give you thick.
Next time I go to McDonald's, I'm going to get it. I'm going to
get a water and then let the ice melt.
Yeah, I'm going to let it melt.
And then see what happens.
All right, what about you?
Okay. The next one I said was celebrations. Like, I love every birthday, every holiday, every party, every event.
Just celebrate.
I love.
Jamie's the party queen.
I love celebrations. Like, I just think they're so fun.
I love that.
I love, like, a good reason. I always think, like, in my month, like, okay, what do I have going on this month? What's, like, something fun I can look forward to? Who has a birthday? Like, what holiday is coming up?
You're always just, like, looking for a reason to celebrate.
Exactly. Like, I was looking at 4th of July outfits last night.
I'm have like, you guys decided what you're doing?
I'm ready. Yeah, we're going to go to Utah.
Are you driving or flying?
We're driving.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're going to stay?
We're gonna stay with Justin's cousin. Actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's perfect.
Yep.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know yet.
You should do the Stadium of Fire.
I don't think we're gonna do that.
Do you know who's performing?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Tim McGraw performed last year, I think.
I think that's.
I guess I shouldn't say we're not gonna do that. I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do yet. We're definitely gonna go to a rodeo. We're gonna go to. We're gonna watch some fireworks. There's like a really fantastic fireworks show that we're gonna go to on the golf course. So I'm excited about that.
I'm trying to see who's playing.
Yeah, I wonder who's playing. Yeah, no, I just love, I love all the holidays. They make me very happy.
Why can I not figure this
very
out?
Very happy.
Oh, it's Journey.
Oh, yeah, I'll be out of there.
Honestly, I don't.
What songs does Journey sing? Like, what do they
sing? You could not pay me enough money.
I'm dead. What songs do they sing?
Oh, do they sing, I think I know.
Like Staying Alive? Oh, Don't Stop Believing.
That's what I was thinking. Dun, dun, dun. Don't stop. Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, that could be kind of lit.
That could be kind of fun, but like,
any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Honestly, any song that Glee sang, Journey sang.
I literally was about to say that. That is like Glee and Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't go to that. I saw the Jonas Brothers at Stadium of Fire.
Oh, man, you've seen them a lot. I've
seen them twice. That's why I'm not going.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to spend the money to go.
I get that.
Yeah,
I do.
Because I've already seen them. I've been there,
twice.
Yeah.
You also got, like, really good seats.
I was second row last year whenever I went.
That's unbeatable.
It really was so good. Yeah. But you guys need to go.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
It'll be a good concert.
I honestly have never been to a boy band concert. So I'm like,
honestly,
I need to go.
It was a really fun concert.
I need to go. I've seen their TikTok.
I really like that they, like, played their old music. They weren't scared to play, like, Year 3000. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like sometimes they're like, I'm too good to, like, play my own music. But it's like, no,
that's what people know you
for. That's what people want.
That's what your fans are here for.
Like, I wish Taylor Swift would have played more of her new music.
Old music.
Well,
yeah. I agree with you.
Our song.
Oh, I know.
You know, like, I wish she would have played a little bit more. Like, you want to hear that stuff. Like, if I go to a Miley Cyrus concert, I want to hear her sing Best of Both Worlds.
The Climb. Like, ma'am.
Like,
I don't.
And Jonas Brothers does that. So you guys will have a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
They played the Year 3000. What other? Oh, Burning Up.
Oh.
A Red Dress. Yeah, they played that. It's so good, dude.
I'm so excited.
Oh, now I want to go. Honestly, that concert was so good. Okay.
Honestly, low-key, Justin might bail on me, so you might be able to just take his ticket.
See, I'll come with you then, because then I'm only buying one ticket.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Because
Justin doesn't really care to go.
He doesn't care.
I'm just going to force him to go.
$300? Like, I'd rather spend $150 on myself.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay,
did we just plan that?
Perfect. It's the day after my birthday, too.
Okay. Down.
A day before my birthday.
Present. No, just kidding.
What is it? Is that before or after
it's
my birthday?
It's before your birthday.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could tell you what I got you for your birthday because you're going to die.
You guys are going to hear it in approximately 1 week.
Hopefully it gets delivered. Okay. This is my last one.
Okay.
And you are one. Oh, actually I have three more, but.
I have three more too.
Oh.
Okay. Let's quickly do them.
I'm going to do my two and then I'm going to do two really quick like speed round and then you can do two speed round and then we'll finish with our one that's the best one.
Okay.
Okay, my two speed rounds, crispy fries. I know you don't agree with that. There's nothing worse than a soggy fry.
Crispy fries. Like a soggy fry.
that makes me want to vomit. Actually, this is actually really funny.
Okay.
This is actually disgusting. And it was supposed to be fast, but I'm not going to make it fast. I ate McDonald's on my way up to Pine Top.
Yes.
Got up there, puked it all.
You did?
All of it. Immediately. I was just like, something feels off. And I went and just puked it all up.
You puked it up?
Yep.
Barfing.
It tasted really good while I was eating it.
Yeah, that's always McDonald's. Yeah. And then minutes later, you're done.
I made it like 2.5 hours. Totally fine.
Oh.
It was so weird.
That is very odd.
Yeah. Kendall said it made her feel really off too.
Okay.
Hers made her feel off the second she was eating it, but I was fine.
When you get the ick in your mouth.
Ooh. I couldn't make it go away.
Ooh.
I was just like, I gotta get this out. So anyway.
Okay. That was a good one.
They were really good fries. Okay. My next one is putting a new set of earrings in. I don't know why, but like I love fresh earrings.
I like that one.
Okay. Give me your two.
Okay. I have one that's kind of speed, two that are kind of like not.
We have to talk about.
Yeah. Date night that I don't have to plan. A date night that I don't have to do anything for. Are you kidding me?
Jamie.
I will say that's rare. Justin, if you're listening, get your shit together.
I will say that's never happened.
That's honestly probably never happened that I don't have to plan at least one part of it.
Because I have to find the babysitter.
Because yeah.
That's normally the part that I'm in charge of.
Yep.
If he was like, I have a full surprise date, I would still probably have to get the sitter.
I would immediately say, I can't say it's too bad.
I'm not what you're thinking. I'd say let's get in the car and do it.
Yeah, like pants are down.
Down.
Like
if you could just plan a mother effing date.
You expect so much. I would give you so much.
You know the password to my phone. Get in my phone, get a babysitter's number, and text him.
Text me.
One of them is your niece.
CJ can text me.
Yeah, and you can find me a sitter.
Exactly. Hey, can you help me find a sitter? I'm planning a date for Kenzie. Immediately, I would find you one within minutes.
Men are just in minutes,
I would find you a sitter.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like.
Except I'm asked 5 sitters to babysit tonight. All of them have said no. So maybe not.
Maybe not.
Wait, did that one girl apply to you?
Intimate. Yeah, she can't.
Cool. That's 6.
That's 6. That's actually 7, I think.
Yeah.
6. That's 6.
So
yeah.
DJ might not be coming to your birthday dinner tonight.
Come on. We're still going to be trying. We're still going to try.
Yeah, we'll still try.
We're still going to try. I'm going to keep reaching out. We'll see. Okay, you.
That was only one. You have another one. I did 2. I said earrings and fries.
Okay, mine are kind of tied. So it's kind of hard. But I was just thinking, when we were thinking about this the other day, I was just like sitting here and I looked up and I saw our Adobe Lane dresses and I said, mommy and me dresses that just turned out like perfect. Everything we could imagine.
Yes. I agree with that.
That was like one of mine that I was just like, wow, that makes me so happy. It makes me happy that I can look at that and be like, wow, we created that.
I love that. Like, I love that. We did that. That's like number one.
That's
easy.
Yeah.
What's the other one that was comparable?
No, now you go.
Oh, mine's not as sentimental, but okay.
Okay.
Mine would just said any package that shows up at my front door, but even better if it's closed for me.
Oh, I love packages.
Bonus points if it's for me.
Give me a package. I don't even care if I don't really even like the package. I just want to have a package and open a package.
Dude, honestly, that's my toxic trait.
Same.
But the best is when you don't remember what you ordered and then you get it and then there's like 10 things in it that you actually are so excited about. And then it's just like,
oh my gosh, I forgot about this.
Yeah, nothing better.
That's the when you like get home from a trip and you're like,
I have packages.
Ooh, I got packages. That is a good one.
Okay.
My last one, kind of like cheesy, but I had to put it on here.
Please do.
I put on one extra one.
Okay.
This was like one extra one that I put on because I felt like it'd be for both of us.
Pertinent.
And it was our codependent girlies.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Make me happy. You guys make me happy.
Honestly, that's a very good one.
That's like,
I always know if it's a codependent girly that's in my DMs.
Oh, same. Always. Every time. Every time. I always know.
It's the best. You guys are really the best.
You really are. And we couldn't do this without you. So,
happy birthday, Jamie. Sweet and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
You. All right. If you have not left by that, thanks for being here. Everyone, please go wish Jamie happy birthday. If you don't wish happy birthday, I don't like you.
You're not a codependent girly. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Jamie deserves the best birthday ever, and she deserves all 26 things to make her happy. Let's make all 26 things happen.
Yeah, what can we do here? Let's make them all happen, guys.
Let's make them all happen.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening always and being here for us. And I hope you have a great week. And we'll see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast. Let's go. Let's go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Birthday, Jamie. Birthday, happy, happy birthday. Let's get going.